Okay, we are up to Rav Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel according to Rav that if you mekadesh a ketana when she becomes 12 years old, automatically she's married. There's nothing else that you have to do. According to Rav, you have to do be'ilah. According to Rav, comes 12 years old, not automatically, she still has to do a maisa of beer to make the marriage mahateda. Yeah, if ibal, yes, if not, not. And that's what Rav holds. So then we had, come to the bottom of the page. Within that opinion that says that you have to do a beer, we're going to have two opinions, Rav and Shmuel. What's the machlek? First thing I want to ask, so Rav ibali, in iloi baloi, you tell me Rav hold that you need be love, or eat more, we didn't be learned. Ketana shalei mina, a girl that she did not say no by the time she reached 12, the higdila, the omda venisad, but instead of doing anything, she went and married somebody else. Rav Omar, Rav says, now before in the Gemara we had yesterday, 2 days ago, that itself was the greatest mean. That was, but right now the Gemara is discounting that because the Gemara is discounting that. Why is the Gemara discounting that? Because she's already after 12 years old. Yeah, exactly. So she's already after 12 years old. Is Rav says, Ain Nutzlicha get Mashani, she's already married to the first one, so nothing happened to the second one. What do you mean she's already married to the first one? What did she do? Pashtas, she didn't do anything yet. And yet the fact that she's still living with him makes her a married. So we see Rav hold, you don't need Bila. Shmuel says Tzlicha get Mashani, because since they didn't have any Bila, so therefore she's not married yet to the first guy, and only the Rabbanan. And now that she gets the condition of the second one, Matari, she's married to the second one, she needs to get it. She wants to go back to the first one.
So Lord Shmuel, she's not over on Eshes Ish?
How she raises this?
She's married to the first guy.
The Drabonon.
Yeah.
So the Drabonon
can't be over on Eshes Ish. She went up and married another guy.
Maybe she did something wrong. But that doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is she needs to get to the second guy because Matari, she's married to the second guy.
She's over on Eshes Ish, she's quite missing.
No, what can Eshes Ish do? The whole thing is Drabonon anyway. She's an Eshes Ish Drabonon.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah. And we learned before yesterday, remember, that she's not an Eshes Ish, but she's not really a married woman. She's only Kimafuta. There's no, because we said he's not Yashas, he doesn't get a Matir, we had a Machlek, there's like nothing. My love, the loy ball. Rav says he wasn't boiling yet, they're still married. Was like, no, the ball. But your mother, it can't be the ball, because if there was boil, how will Shmuel say that nothing, she's not married to the first guy, she's married to the second guy? What do you mean? She was boiled with the first guy. Eat the ball, might have the Shmuel. The mother answers, Ksova, Shmuel holds, this is an important rule regarding other things. Shmuel holds. Kol ha-boil, Al das kedushim harishaini huboil. Shmuel holds that if you already had a relationship and then you have another bila, if you don't specify clearly what you're doing it for, she's continuing what she did till now. From the age of 9 till now, she had bila and she didn't do the same marriage. She thought she was married already. It comes 12. If she didn't clearly say, I'm doing it for same marriage, so that's what Rav Shmuel Rav said, the fact that she had bila, so therefore, why we say that it's a kedushin? Shmuel says, no, because she definitely didn't have any specific mind for kedushin continuation before, and therefore she's not considered married. Freddy Mudd, that's a machlekes, if we say, assume that a person's on one bilas of bilas nus, or we say, al das, kedush rishaini, but plebochad is very arguing, even when we learn kichal tanai, he made a tanai with her, marrying you on condition that what? You have no nadarm. You don't have any strange vows that you made, or you have no, under your clothing, you have no strange defects that is abominable or repulsive. They come, so they married, stam. And then afterwards he got married, and he didn't repeat. When he had beer with her, he didn't repeat the tanai. Rav Amar Rav says, that's it. It's as if right now you decided, you discounted the tonight. I don't care if there's a tonight. I don't care if you have a woman, I don't care if you're a daughter. We decided to get married. Hey, man, again, because we look at now. And now you made Bia, L'shem Kedushin, L'shem Bia, L'shem Marriage, and you didn't mention anything about the tonight. It's a continuation of before. And therefore, before you made it tonight, so this is still part of tonight. It turned out to be that she didn't have that she has full of the daughter. He walks away, even though they had Bia. He was Michael cancel the tonight. It's a new beer, the same condition. Well, tonight, Shmuel Amar, ain't you coming again? Call a boil, that's condition, shiny boil, same machlekes. Saying about it, Tzrich, we need it. Eat, Mabahi, if you only knew the case over here, by in the kitchen tonight. But he coming up over there, Rav says that what that's brand new from the Ikata, since he made it tonight. And this time he didn't make it tonight. It's as if you're saying, and now you love it because you're about to have beer, it's as if you're canceling all the time, keeping the ball. Achle tonight, you're canceling the tonight. Aval boy, Mother Shmuel, but in the case of the Miyun, you're allowed to, there was no tonight there whatsoever, and you were allowed to live together till now, so maybe just continuing. Even maybe Rav's Maidi, you're just continuing, no new conditioner. If you only knew the case of me and Bahakam Shmuel over there, because nothing happened wrong in the continuation. Abba Bahakhali by the Tanoim. he knows what to name, and he went ahead and did it without to know. As if he canceled, and might let out tzich if he needed it. Says the Gemara. So what do you tell me? So those Rav and Shmuel both hold that a girl when she's 12 needs beer to make it happen. The only machlekes is if she didn't say mefedish that this is l'shemer. Do we say this is what? This is einos moise bilos bilos nus, and therefore it's mamish proper beer, or do we say adas kedushin shoyim? However, me Amarav, you tell me Rav says ibol inilei bol lo yedav. But the only way they get have a relationship is with boyol. Why? If there's a ma'isa David ben Naresh, it was a story that happened to see in Naresh. The gedisha kishiktana. This man was mekadosh this girl when she was young. The gidla, oh godlo, she grew up. The oisa abe kusai. You put him in the special. They used to have a special chariot. They used to take to lead to the chuppah. Oh, they used to take it to bring it to the house. In other words, you can get married. But as Yacherina v'chotun, hey, while the chariot was driving to his house, somebody kidnapped her and married her. But Abroina, remember, she's obviously she consented, and maybe a very rich man in town. Now she was only married to this guy Midrabanan till this moment. They said that
she married the
Rabbana,
the one who chapped her, or the one she was Makadish to?
One second. She was a Ketana, the first one. But she grew up there. But it says they took her on a wagon to bring it to the house. Sounds like even though she grew up, they didn't have yet consummated yet.
So they still want to have
chuppah. Exactly. But she really is 12 years old. She's 12 and a month. And yet the Rav students here, who they pass, can be assumed that Rav holds the same thing, said that she's already considered married to the first guy and nothing happened with the second guy. But they had no beer. Is a raya that Rav holds as soon as she becomes 12 years old, like Rav Shay said before, she's already considered married. How can you tell me Rav holds you need beer? Omer HaPapa, two answers. HaPapa answers, Benedict had a strange minute here. They would have beer before they had before they went to the chuppah. In cases of Mion. Or there, the chariot was not the chariot to bring it to the house, was not to get married, was like a honeymoon.
Family
minute. Rav Ashi says, no, you're right. You need beer. So how come over here the second guy, let's mention, how come over here the second guy doesn't? Who also shall like a Hagen? This snatcher did the wrong thing.
Oh, really?
Because even though, let's see, she's only married with Rabbanan, and she, this girl obviously likes you because she's happy to marry you, but it's not right. It's like the Sagar's ghoul. This guy is thinking of marrying her, and you're snatching her away.
It's possible.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, she is. She's married. She's on her way to the chuppah.
Yeah. True, there was no bee involved there, and only the marriage with Rabbanan. It's not nice. Leficha osu boishlo gang, we did the wrong thing to you. Vafkini Rabbanan Dusha, they took away your Kedusha from you. That's right. I'm letting the Rav Ashi tain have the courage because I understand how the Rabbanan take away the Kedushin.
But we're saying that she agreed.
100%.
For the second.
So why do...
But she never did it. We're not following the Gemara because she's already godly here. Remember, once she's over 12, it's no longer Miyun.
Correct. So I'm saying, so the Gabi, the second, so what you're saying, so we're saying because she's over 12, there is no need for Miyun, so she was automatically now married to the first guy?
Maybe still with the Rabbanan. Still midrash, that's a machlek, is it? Whether she's automatically or midrash toide or midrash bonon.
Okay, but now the second guy coming and hubbing her.
Yeah.
We're saying that she's consenting to the second guy.
Pashtus.
Right. So if she's consenting to the second guy, that's the condition of the Isa, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's Gemara's question.
Yeah.
And the Gemara, Afkina, Bon, Gdusha, Benay, because you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Makes says, my money, Kajabi, my shabbat, we had before already. Narashi's learned, this is the Indian, because when a person gets married, you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Taisa is very interesting, and it's because middle buried in the middle of Yavamas here, nowhere. And Achreinim in Kedusha, Vich Hakira, but Taisa right here. Look at Taisa's five lines. Fich Oshlo Yohagim Vakira Bang Gdush Menei. Taisa's. Misap Kaliri, I'm trying to understand, he says, this whole concept of Avkein and Bang Gdush Menei. E time with the Afkeinu. What is this Afkeinu business? Is it because you assume the call the Mekadosh Adaiter Rabban Mekadosh? In this Gemara, he doesn't say that. Sometimes it says when a person, like Rashi says here, you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, I'm throwing it in the hands of Chacham. But if they don't approve, they don't accept, then it's Uis Kapos Machel. Nothing happened. Is that the Pshat? Oy Mishum the Yesh Koyach Biyar Chacham Head of Tzadik, that Chacham have the right, La'aka Dovim and Ateda. Chacham can uproot anything from the Teda. Taka the Teda says he's married to this girl, but Chacham can take that away. Sheval Taisa. Don't be married anymore. But like Hiske Kach, Mahishke 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 Not
so why don't we ever bring this? You know, the famous shaylon that we have in all the mamorim about Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah. How can the rabbanon come and be doicha asay deraisa? Why don't we just say afkim in the rabbanon?
Yeah, but the I'm question. The question is different.
There's a difference.
There's
a mamash. Don't blow shofar.
So the question is why. There's a beautiful letter from the Rebbe who explains. If you look at Marim closely, most of Marim ask why. Some ask how. Most of them ask why. Why would the Chacham take away a mitzvah from 99% of the people, a mitzvah in the Torah, because a couple of people might carry on Shabbos, and why deny us this beautiful mitzvah that we can be mamshich all these guluim? Why? In Samavov it says eich. How? How were they able to take it away when we need Rosh Hashanah, all these wonderful things to happen? But this question of tesis is purely pedantic. You know, sometimes the Gemara uses the word kol mekadesh daiti labon mekadesh, sometimes it doesn't. But it's even a broader question. Why do you even need that? Why do you need to say kol mekadesh daiti labon mekadesh? Just say that rabban of kein and rabban kedushim neid, because yes, koyach b'yachacham and lakadav and atayda. And then what's the question by beer? Then it wouldn't be a question by beer. What do you mean beer? The chacham have the power to take away from the atayda. Well, we had the tzaddik, all those cases. We had all those cases in the tzaddik where Chamin the Klayim, Chamin came along and took away a thing in the Teda. Or tzitzis.
Second day Yom Tov. No. Second day Yom Tov, they're telling you don't go and do malachas, go and make
malachas. Don't put on tefillin.
Yeah, I can't understand. Yeah, but in other words, again.
He was saying, don't.
Here the guy did an action that Minatayri is an action.
And Minatayri, you need something to dissolve it. Minatayri, you need to get to dissolve it. And the Chamin say, nothing happened.
So it's stronger.
It's
much stronger than don't blow shofar.
Yeah, that's future tense. Don't blow shofar tomorrow. Yeah. Don't do this. Here, what you did yesterday is going to be undone.
Yes.
Yeah, so ask a question first. So where does Tosafot get this idea from? He's saying, yes, where do you find lafkua taken away?
That's what I'm asking. That's my question. Where do you have this that you can something
undo the past?
Yeah. What's a mocker for Tosafot?
Good question. Think about that. We have all the cases we had before, Yizemel and Tzitzis. But that's a different word. That's not what they're saying. They're saying, what's going on here? Good point. You're thinking through. Especially when it comes to beer. How do you undo the past? Yeah. Okay, good. That's it. My Mishnah. We discourage me and Chen Abelazer, Lachi Abelazer, and Abelazer says that Lachi Abelazer. Ben Hurkis says we discourage me. Says the Mishnah, the Halakha Cup. Mishahoyin Nosilishta Yisaimis. A man was married to Yisaimis, so he had an equal marriage to both of them, both Mizrabon and Kitanis. Vamais, he died. So since they're both equal, and normally in a normal house, if a man is married to two wives, only one of them does chalitza bia, and the other one is exempt. Or even the other one is exempt. So same thing, they're both derabban, they're both equal, you do chalitza bia with one, and that's it. Biasa a chalitza, so shall achaz man, patera tzarasa, pata the other one. V'chein shtei chareisha, it's the same thing, the two women who are chareishas, which are only married with derabbanan, because they can't talk, and all they do is with signal, signs and language. And the same thing, they're equal, oktana v'chareishas, or again, they're equal, all both derabbanan. Over here, same thing. They're both equal. You marry one, or you chalitza one. That's good enough. What about a ketana v'chareishes? A man is married to two women. One is a ketana, and one is a chareishes. And here's interesting. Ein bia achas peiteret tzarasa. You know why? And the Gemara will talk about. We don't know who he really wanted more. Who the guy considered his wife more, the ketana or the chareishes? The ketana has a maila. One day she grow up and she'll be a premature lady. The chareishes will never be a mature lady. That would be proper. On the other hand, the Chareish is a Maila. Right now, you can have beer with her like a mensch. She's the other one's a Ketana. You have to wait a few years. So what's instant gratification overrides future better benefits or vice versa? We don't know how a person thinks. So therefore, we don't know who the real wife is. And whoever the real wife is, that's the one that needs to be the Chalitza. And the other one cannot exonerate her. Therefore, they both need. Pikachas v'chadesha. What about a guy who's married to a pikachas and a chadesha? So one of them is mahateide, one of them is rabban. So bias a pikachas. If the brother marries the pikach, which is mahateide, then obviously pateh chadeshas. Or the aim be the chadesh, pateh the pikachas. But if you only marry the chadeshas, it does not exempt the pikachas. I'm saying the gdei l'ktan. A guy's married to an adult and to a minor. The adult is mahateide, an intelligent woman. An intelligent woman. So married Mahatela. An adult and a minor. The adult you're married to Mahatela? How do they tie? Competent or intelligent?
Mentally competent.
Okay, we always tie intelligent. Smart. G'dayle, when you say somebody's a pikech, what do you mean when you say somebody's a pikech?
We said
yeah.
It's sharp, it's smart.
Yeah. The Gemara, you contrast is shaita v'pekech, or chedesh v'pekech. Chedesh, yeah.
Pekech means a normal intellectual capacity.
Yeah. Not a full capacity.
When we say pekech, it means
that's
highly intellectual.
Yeah, it's expression. But I'm saying in terms of the Pirush HaPoshet.
G'day l'ktana, he married to G'day l'ktana, he's married to one matayim on the Rabbana, and B, a G'day l'ktana, maybe l'ktana, but the same thing. The one you married, matayim, is the one that needs to keep. It says the Gemara, you're telling me that if you marry to Charesh, is what happens, Bia or Chalitza, exempt the other one. Charesh is by Chalitza. We learned before, you cannot give a Chalitza Charesh because you can't say the Pasik. Right? It says a Kacha and you can't say it. But now Charesh and Nech, Charesh, Chalitza, Chalitza, Ben Akat, and Chalitza, Psula is no good. Deaf and dumb. Charesh means deaf and dumb. So she can't say her Psukim. I'm Ravina Barav, Abia. Ravina Barav, you're right. When it comes to Chareshes, we're not referring to the. You're right. When it says that one of them will exempt the other one, we're talking about Chalitza. Sorry, only Bia, not Chalitza. Bia, they can do. Rava says, no, I feel they're Chalitza. Now, Rava makes a big Chiddush. There's two kinds of Chareshes. A Charesh is me, Kada means like this. When she got married, she was already Chareshes, so the whole marriage is only Midrabanan. So then she could receive Chalitza, because if she can get married Midrabanan, you can undo it the same way that you got married. But if she got married and she was intelligent. Yeah, doesn't matter. The whole thing's a bond. Heim amru, heim amru. But if she got married when she was intelligent, which means when she was competent. So there she was married Mahatayda. Then the Mishnah says, now to have Chalitza, since she cannot, to undo that tie that's Mahatayda, you need to do the way the Tayda prescribes. And you can't do it, you can't speak. That's when the Gemara said before, the Charesh can't do Chalitza, it's talking about a Charesh that was married Mahatayda and
became a
Charesh. Not someone was born that way. If she's born that way, she got married when she was a Charesh of Rabbanan, so she can go out with Rabbanan. The fact that she's not able to. Says the Gemara, it's a question. Charesh is me. He asked Rav a question. He asked like this. We're actually supposed to be Rabba. He asked, the Charesh is me. If someone was a Charesh from the beginning, you're telling me that Shai the Chalitza Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Shnayachin, two brothers. Echad, a whole bunch of cases, and they got a whole cup. Echad, Pikechad, the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was competent, Shimon wasn't. Nisuyin, Shnayachonochi, the two married, two strange women, not sisters, relatives, anything else. Echad, Pikechad, Reuven was married to a competent person, married to a competent woman. The Achad Chadesh, but Shimon, the Chadesh, married the Chadeshes. Mez Chadesh, Baal Chadesh, if Shimon dies, my Yase Pekech, what should Pekech do? No problem. Baal Pekechas, Koinus, he can't give her Chalitza. Why can't he give her Chalitza? Because she can't say the words. Now that's going to be the question. We're talking about over here, somebody who's born a Chadesh, yet it says clearly he can't give her Chalitza. Why not? According to your Rabbi, you should be able to. That's going to be the most question. But you can't give a chalitza because you can't speak the word, so just marry her. And if you don't like her, give her a get. Because when it comes to get, it's not an impediment, the fact that you can't speak. He does all the talking. She does nothing. What about Fakert? Mes Pekea Baal Pekacha. Reuven is the one who dies. Now his wife is Ma'atayna Mechuyiv and Yibum. What should she do now? Ma'yasa Cheresh Baal Chereshes. Koinus. He can't give her a chalitza because he can't say the words either. Right, lechafatzi, you can't say that. So therefore, he can't give her a chalitza. But Ma'atayda, she's zika, kainis. So therefore, he marries her, but he can't give her a divorce. Ve'inamaytzi lelem, a chedesh can't give her a divorce. He can't say it after the chaladim. So therefore, now my la becharesh is mikoter. Lechay, we're talking about a charesh is born that way. Yoktan, he's in the faith, kainis. That Reuven, the pikeach, marries her. He says no, ain't. In yeah, chaylus loy, but can't get chalitza. Must say no, but can't get chalitza. Who? Where does it say here that she was born that way? Maybe she was when she got married, she was an intelligent woman, and later became a chedesh, and that's why there's no option of chalitza. But had she been born that way, you could have given a chalitza. Okay, no doubt. Toshma coming here later on that same mission. It says shnei achim pikchin, two brother Reuven and Shimon, both intelligent people. And the soon shnei nochi, both married to two women. Achas pikachas v'achadeshes. Reuven, the competent one, married a competent one. Shimon also competent, married a chadeshes. In this case. Mes Piker Baal Chareshes, if Shimon dies, their whole marriage is only midrabanan. Ma Yase Piker, what should Reuven do? What should Reuven do? Again, he can't give her chalitza because she is deaf and dumb. She's a chadesh. So, kindness, he marries her. Vim Raitze, Lahitze, Yaitin. Again, we're going to try to learn that. Again, we're going to try to learn that she's talking about that she was born that she was born that way. And yet, the only option is kinus, getting married. No option chalitza. Mes pikeh ba pikach. If Reuven dies, she mahatayda has to marry now Shimon. Ma yase pikeh bachreshes. Here it's very simple. Oichay miyavim. Since Shimon is a competent person, he can either give a sister lachalitza or yivim. No problem. Now, again, the question is, my lamin who became mikada, he never got mikada. Since Shimon is a competent person, lechayda, we're going to assume what kind of woman would he have married? Bepashas, bekachas. I now she's a cheder. It must be happened later on, and yet it says that, sorry, all the way around. We're saying over here, since Shimon is an intelligent person, he's intelligent because the way he was born, that's how he is now. We're going to assume that if the woman is a chadesh, that's how she was born also. On what basis? Absolutely no basis. But that's what we're going to make assumption. Mikolai uktani kainas ichaylai was a mediator. I can isa. In fact, faket bepashtas a pikach would have taken a pikachas for a wife. So no right from there. Okay, maybe he's talking about a case where she got married in Matayla. Eisrei, the next part of that Mishnah says in that Mishnah. Here it gets complicated. Shnei Achin, Reuven and Shimon. Echa Pekachere. Reuven was competent. Shimon was not. Nisuyin Shtei Achin. Now they married two sisters. Achas Pekachere. Reuven, the competent one, Pekach married a Pekachas. Shimon, the incompetent one, married a Chereshe. Meis Chereshe. Shimon died. If Shimon dies now. Now, this is a sister, but she's only married to Rabbanan. No big deal. Ma Yase Pekachas. Nothing. Because since she cannot marry Reuven, because her sister is married to Reuven already. So she's free. What about the other way around? If Mes Pekach Baal Pekach, Reuven dies, Shimon is married to, Shimon, the Cheresh is married to the Cheresh, is only with Rabbanan. Mahatayda, Reuven's marriage is valid. Mahatayda, Shimon has to marry Reuven's wife. Mahatayda, we don't recognize the marriage of Shimon to the Chereshes, even though it's a sister. So Matayda, Shimon has to marry Reuven's wife. But you can't lepoil because Shimon is married to her sister. On the other hand, he can no longer remain married to her sister because now she is a sister of his Zakuk. The Taita says that you have to marry Reuven's wife. You cannot be married to Shimon, the current wife. So he has to divorce his current wife, but he can no longer marry Reuven's wife because now he'll be the sister of his divorcee. Even though it's only the Rabban. So therefore, what do you do? My Yasser Cheresh Bach Reshes. Moitzis Ishabagir. He has to divorce his own wife because she is the sister of his Zakuka. The H is Ochel Oyla, but he cannot marry Reuven's wife because he's the sister. So what does Reuven's wife do? Nothing, because he can't give her a Chalitza either because he's a Cheresh. So she's stuck in limbo forever. That's an Aguna. Now, so therefore, the point was here, the option here is, in the first case, it says that Reuven gives her a chalitza l'cheda. She's a chareshes and l'cheda. She was born that way, and yet it says he gives her only a chalitza. Why can't he marry her? Sorry. Over here, the only option we have is it says here that he has that. But his second wife chareshes. You can tell me that it's talking about a pekech. And afterwards, there's no proper kiddushin. Yeah, no, but we're not talking about a case here that. Therefore, it's mahatayda married, not a case of the rabbanon married. Mahatayda married. If it was a pekech and the arkach was chadish, the mahatayda they were married. Mi moti mapik, then he would never be able to divorce his wife because if they married mahatayda and the chadish, it says here moitzis ishtay. What does he do? Is he gets to get rid of his own wife and then he cannot marry his wife either. How can he get rid of his own wife? The only way he can get rid of his own wife is if they're only married with the Rabbanah, because he can't give a get matayda. He can't say that with the Chaladim. So it must be that she's a Chereshes from the beginning, only married with the Rabbanah, and so on. So we see that this, so what? What does that do with anything before? Since in this case of the Mishnah, it's clear that we're talking about Chereshes that was born that way, otherwise he couldn't give a get to her. So when we go to the earlier case of the Mishnah, in this case, it proves nothing. But you go to the earlier case of the Mishnah, the ones that we just brought before, and when it says that if one of the brothers are married to a Chereshes, what are we talking about? The same kind of chereshes. Someone was born that way. And yet it says that the only thing the other brother can do is marry her. Can't give her chalitza. Why not? If she was born that way, she was only married with the Rabbanah. Why can't he give her chalitza? Is a chlorerai, not like Rabbah. But man, how do I know that a guy who was married and then became a cheresh cannot give a divorce to his wife? We learned that if he became a cheresh, he can give her a get. If he became a shaita, he cannot give her a get. That's if she became a cheresh, she can still receive a get because she's still partially competent. So you can mind the criteria for receiving a get is that she doesn't be fully competent because he's doing everything. She has to be able to mind it, and she's mature enough to be able to mind it. But if she became a shaita, she can no longer mind a get. She can never be divorced. Nis cheresh who? But if the male became a cheresh, he can't give a get because he can't say that to the chaladim. So how can the Mishnah says here that he gives a get to his wife over here the chedesh? Ella be chedesh mikod. It must be she was chetchila. Yeah, yeah. It means irresponsible.
Yeah,
irresponsible. So same thing here, irresponsible.
What happens if his responsibility is only based upon that he should look after things?
We say it reflects. First, you have you need all three or not. But we say it reflects on a character that which responsible person sleeps.
No, what I'm saying, if you have a guy that sleeps, but you see, you give the guy stuff, it looks after.
So the halacha says we don't trust him.
Yeah,
and he goes with the quarters for witchcraft, necro, whatever you call it. Yeah, yeah. So therefore, we can't trust him. Since he's a chedesh in the beginning, so it's two, he, she. Since this part of the mission is talking about they were born that way, it must be all the other parts of the mission talking about they were born that way as well. And yet we learn at the top of the beginning of the mission, it's like, clearly the whole mission is talking about someone's born that way, and yet it says there's no option of chalitza. Kasha and Rabbah, who wanted to make this big chiddush. Ishtik, he was quiet. Rabbah, he was quiet. He didn't know what to answer. He got stuck. So this chiddush of Rabbah, he wants to make a distinction whether you were born that way, since you only married Rabbanon and then you could have chalitza. When you were married Matayda, that's when chalitza doesn't work, is taken off the table. Says the Gemara, now Abaye and Rabbi Yosef never got on. Because also the Kamer Rabbi Yosef, when Abaye came to Rabbi Yosef, he told him over the whole discussion, instead of Rabbi Yosef giving him applauding him, saying, wow, Gebaldik, you shlugged up Rabbah and you're right.
Your
other Rebbe, your foster father. Omalehi, Rabbi Yosef says, you could have asked him a better question. You can never be happy with him. My time at Toysimaha. Why did you ask a question from what you asked? The Yochelishnulach, it could have answered you. He probably was stuck, he didn't answer you. But if he would have thought about it long and hard, he could have answered. He could have said, Achoyiz Charosh is Mikoda, and Nochres Pikribach is Charosh. He could have said that the parts of the Mishnah talking about sisters is talking about those that were born that way, and the other part of the Mishnah was talking about Fremde girls, talking about where they were not born that way. He could have delayed. Who told you that the entire Mishnah is consistent? I mean, it's easy to learn the Mishnah is consistent, but you can't ask a kasha from that because he'll say no.
Lavdavka.
Eli boy lach laisim ho. You could have asked a better question, would he have been stuck? We learned later on in that same Mishnah, shnei achin charoshi and two brothers. They're both charoshi. Nesuyin shnei achoy pikicha married two girl pikches. I mean, the only man in the bun. Or shnei achoy charoshi, two sisters charoshi. Or shnei achoy or two sisters. Achas pikachas v'achas charesh. One of them was a pikach, one was a charesh. And so once married my tail with Rabban, Khesh da Khoiz Kharesh, and the Suyan Achi Bikin, and Achi Kharesh, and all married Rabban, and Achi, and Echapir Kharesh. All the people married on Rabban, but the Mishnah bunches them all together, though every single possible case that we had before is all bunched together. In other words, whenever you learn one Kharesh, the other Kharesh is. Hadi Eilup Tudis Mina Khalitza Mina Yibum. It says they're all potter for Chalitza and Yibum, because all sisters, two brothers married two sisters, so the sisters are all the Rabban, whatever, it doesn't make a difference, the Rabban, they're all on par, and therefore, you're potter because they're all on par. The main thing is, they all have the same level of Iser, either the Rabban or the Raisa, and if one of them dies, the other one's a sister, and you can't marry the sister, your husband, your sister's husband, so you're potter. Or the Imah, you're not, if they weren't sisters, then what do you do? Yichnais, in all of these cases, Chalitza is not an option, you have to marry, and if you don't like it, if you don't like it, it's you. Now, what's going on? Yechadam. If they were not born that way, that means some of them were married. How can you give her a get? And now you're a chedesh. You can only give a get because you can't have a chedesh. And it says, must be talking about you're only married with a rabbanon. How can it be that you're only married with a rabbanon that you were born that way? At least you were a chedesh before they got married. No, and yet the Mishnah says it, when it comes to Yibum, the only option is marrying. There's no option of chalitza. Proves that even though you were born that way, or doesn't matter, it's not an option, chalitza. Not like Rava. Milati mafki. Yeah. But now we learn, nishtati, if she became an idiot, a fool, a yaitzi, she cannot receive a divorce. Nishtadish, who? Oh, he did. Or nishtati, or he became crazy, la yaitzi, alamis. El alav, acharoshi mikar, born that way. Or the entire Mishnah, because it bunches them all together, definitely here it's too hard to say that the Mishnah jumps around and changes cases. Uktani my nachi yichnoisu yichuzu in yichal to light. You've the rabbi, you're a good kasha rabbi. By the kitan of a chadesh. Omra Nachman, Ashkachti, Rav Adab Rav Rav Chana, I once found Rav Adab Rav Adab Rav and his son, Rav Chana Chasne, the Yosef was sitting, Umekave Akfasa B'shuka, they were gathering people around in the market, interesting expression, like a mikveh. Sorry?
They were having coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were having a good. I told you what it says in the Bnei Saskar. I think Bnei Saskar. He says that the that you have to have, that you said we have kavi in the morning, is like going to the mikveh. Milchik kavi is like going to the mikveh, because kavi is kavi, and but what do you put into the kavi? Milk. Cholov is gematria mem. That's why you drink eat milchiks on the shuas, because 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu is in heaven. Mem and kavi, you put the word together, what do you have? Mikveh. So if you have, if you don't want a mikveh, you have a kavi in the morning, you say if you went to the mikveh. I think this is awesome. So they had coffee in the marketplace, but they said they gathered everybody together. How many? You should know. Hard. Now this is how we learned. Tana the chareshes. When you have a young girl and a chareshes, ain't be it, since because you don't know which one the husband likes more. The ktana, who one day will become a proper girl, or the chareshes, ain't be a achas men pateret rasa. So one of them is not exempt. The other one. Hani mili denofle me acha pikech. Only if the brother who was married to these two women was an intelligent person. The loyadina, we don't know. Ibik tananichle, ibik chereshnich. We don't know who really he liked more. The minor? Definitely. What's the shaila? What's the psychology behind this? Ibik tananichle, maybe he likes the younger girl, but even though right now you can't really appreciate her. Or the asl chaldeya. In the future, she'll become a mensch. Or maybe chereshnichle, digdaili, because right now at least you have some pleasure. Ubazbihi. So therefore, since it's a safek, we don't know. You need being a chalitza from both of them. But if the brother was a cheresh and he was married to two girls, one girl was a minor, she's married with the rabban, and one girl was a cheresh, who do you think he would desire better? There's no question that if your brother was a cheresh, he would rather like the cheresh because they're the same type. They can relate to each other. She's right now a mature person, and you can have beer. And also, she's like you. She understands you. That's what one of them said. And I said, and Nachman said, that's the discussion they had. But I said, I believe that even the brother of the Chedesh, not so clear that he'd rather have the Chedeshes. Maybe he'd rather have a girl who's competent to take care of him, and maybe he wants the Ktana better. Says he wanted a Ketek and Osun. So what do you talk to do? You don't know which one he desired better, so what do you do? If the brother now has two wives in front of him, he has a Chedesh and a Ktana, what do you do? No, we'll stop here because it goes into the next page. Tomorrow. Please come.